let's go on to item number four, PR 2022-007805. This is a site plan administrative DFT at off of Watson Drive. This is a project Solus development. Is the applicant's team here? Will? I see you out there. I think you're involved. The applicant's team for Project Solus.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Jay, Will Gleason from DECA here, along with Rebecca Shank and Jessica Lawless and Jeremy Shelton.
All right, great. Great, great, great. So if you would, Will and team, please briefly go over your request with us.
Sure. This is a very exciting project, roughly 225,000 square foot facility, research and development facility on Track J in Mesa del Sol. This is for a research and development facility for Pacific Fusion, who announced that they are coming here last week. This is going to be it's within the Mesa del Sol Employment Center. We have gone through a couple of preliminary approvals to get the increase in height that's needed for the research component of this. And we've also gotten the exception for the type of research that's going to be conducted here. So again, this is nuclear fusion, and it's at the research phase, and it's a very, very promising technology that could really change the way that we get energy in the world. So the site itself, we have a pretty straightforward in terms of landscape. We have street trees on three sides. We're bordered on Crick on the north, Watson on the east, and Fritz on the south. The primary entrance will be off of Crick. And we have more than sufficient landscape. We have some constraints in terms of utility easements on the north and along the west. The site will drain to a regional retention area corridor on the to the west. We've reviewed the comments in the from the reviewers and are ready to respond. We can accommodate additional parking on the site. So I anticipate that we will submit a revised site plan and landscape plan prior to the October 22nd hearing. And with that, we'll stand for questions.
All right, thanks, Will. Does anybody else on your team want to add anything? Sounds like a no. All right. Let's go to DFT comments, starting with the Water Authority. Bob.
Good morning, Bob Kane with the Water Authority. We have an availability statement that we're researching now, 250-812. It will provide the conditions for service. We're looking at public water and sewer extensions required. So we'll need to have those financially guaranteed or built prior to final sign-off. And then we just have some comments about the private versus public infrastructure labeling. And that would be all we would have.
And Bob, we have Josh Lutz on from Bohannon, who may have a comment on or response to that.
Yeah, thanks, Will. Hey, everyone, Josh Lutz, Bohannon, Houston. Hey, Bob, just to give you an update, we just received the approved Fire 1 plan, so we do have a reduced fire flow of 3,200 GPM, which I know has been being coordinated with you guys and Chris Candena. So we'll get that over to you here shortly. And then as it relates to the public versus private, we did put notes on the utility plan that offsite improvements will be constructed with the DRC work order. Do you just want a simple note added that anything in the public right away is public and anything in the private tract is private? Would that
yes.
be sufficient? Okay,
yes,
perfect. Easy enough to do. Thank you for your comments, Bob.
Sure.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate the update. And Bob, so real quick, so for the Water Authority, we need an availability statement, correct?
Correct.
And they had an infrastructure list submitted, and I'm not sure what items. I didn't get a chance to review the infrastructure list itself. I just know there was one. I mean, the items will be predicated on the availability statement approval, I'm presuming. But
Hey,
do you have any
Jay.
comments on the infrastructure? Yes.
Sorry, I was just gonna say, this is Josh again. We have a pretty good understanding of the improvements required for the right of way in Watson as well as Fritz. So that's what we've included within the infrastructure list to date. Again, we're in close coordination with Bob and his team as it relates to that water availability statement, and we'll continue to work with him as that availability statement is pushed forward if there is any additional infrastructure that's required in either one of those roadways.
Correct.
All right, thanks guys. I think we're good on that. So let's go to hydrology next. Anthony?
Sure. Hydrology does have an improved conceptual grade and drainage plan. We will need to approve the grade and drainage plan prior to building permit. And we don't have any objections to approving the site plan right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony.
Thanks,
Got it.
Anthony. All right, let's go to transportation next. Sertil or Ernest?
Yeah, transportation has approved conceptual TCL dated 9/24/2025. Please submit a TCL for review and approval to transportation prior to building permit. A TIS has been submitted but has not been reviewed. The applicant may move forward with the site plan at their own risk for possible infrastructure items that may come up with this with the TIS.
All right, thanks, Tertio. Yeah, so I mean, we still don't have a TIS approval yet.
Yeah.
So we just need to keep in mind, when it comes to the items on the infrastructure list, the improvements on the site plan, that you could have some additional infrastructure and improvements per the TIS. I think everybody is aware of that on both sides. And right now, I mean, we'll just explain, right now we're getting basically preliminary comments to you, and we're going to see you guys back again on the 22nd with this project, hopefully. So, hopefully, but between now and then, maybe we'll get an update on the TIS as well.
Yeah, and let us know if there's anything we can do to facilitate that review.
Okay. Yeah. Sertio, Ernest, you got any additional feedback on the TIS?
Well, unfortunately, I'm the only person qualified to review TISs right now, and I mean, I'm working through my stack. I've done a preliminary glance at this one. I don't think that there will be any problems, any unforeseen infrastructure. We have to put that comment there as a qualifier, because if I see something when I do the full review, it may require changes that may affect infrastructure. But right now, I'm not expecting anything.
Great.
Get that update, Ernest. All right, guys. Well, let's keep moving on down the list of DOT staff comments. Let's go to the parks next, Hannah.
Hi, this is Hannah Shea with Parks and Recreation. City Forestry had a few comments on a few of the plant species that were selected, the tree species, and then we weren't able to locate the street tree calculations on your landscape plan. If you could add those calculations. And then also, we usually ask that you alternate the street trees, just because in the future, if any diseases happen, it can't, jump from one tree to another, and we may lose all of those trees. Therefore, we usually ask that you alternate those. So that was another comment. Let us know if you have any questions.
Thanks, Hannah. And we will circle back with you if we do. So we
Sounds
appreciate the
great.
comments.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hannah.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to code enforcement comments next, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. The only comments I have are in regards to the documentation for the lighting. Mesa del Sol has a very robust lighting plan, and which is good. But there are certain things that we don't have in there to show us that how it's in compliance with that or with the IDO. It needs to be in compliance with IDO 580 and the Mesa del Sol Level B plan. So I'm just asking that you provide the light fixture types and detail sheets to show how the light fixtures meet the required cutoff angle requirements for building mounted and pole mounted lighting, and provide detail sheets of light poles giving the height, which is limited as per the Mesa del Sol Level B plan. Also, we need more information on the light measurements necessary to show compliance with light trespass requirements as per IDO Section 58F4, light trespass. The Mesa del Sol Level B plan lighting zones are similar to the IDO lighting zones, and it would appear that the Mesa del Sol zone LZ3A, which this would appear to be in, is comparable to our LZ2 light zone in the IDO. So we need a photometric site plan. You've got one, but it doesn't show all the way out to the property line. What we need to show compliance with the light trespass ordinances of IDO Section 58F4, we need to show how that total illumination complies with the light trespass requirements at the property line. Being in LZ2 zone for the IDO, that would be it needs to show that a 0.3 foot candles at the property line to be within the parameters for the light trespass requirements per IDO, again, Section 58F4 and Table 583. All of those references are in my comments that I provided for those locations. So that's all we need. I think, based on what I've seen, I mean, you're not going out to the property line with what you show on your photometric plan, but that's where the way the IDO is written, what we need to see is that it's meeting those requirements at the property line. So if you could just give us an adjusted photometric plan to show that and give us those light detail sheets, we would be good. That's it. We have no further comments and no other objections.
Okay, that's pretty clear, Jeff. Thank you. We can do that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Jeff. All right, let's finish up with planning comments. Jacob.
Good morning, this is Jacob. I did have a few comments, so I'm gonna get right into it with the parking and loading.
I'm having trouble hearing Jacob.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay. So we're gonna start with parking and loading. The parking calculations call out a parking reduction to the total amount of parking required due to the use of on-street parking, which the plan sheets call for 53 on-street parking spaces to be counted towards the total. While that's supported by the IDO and 556E1, we are going to be referencing the Mesa del Sol Level B plan, section 2.2.2G1I, which only allows for 50% of the on-street parking spaces on the property side of public streets to be counted towards the parking requirements of the property. So following the Level B plan only allows for 26 of the intended 53 spaces to count towards on-site parking requirements. And we're going to do to be aware of that.
And we can accommodate that. So thanks for that. It's a lesson in linking standards to current city standards versus something that's was proposed 20 years ago. So thank you.
Parks and Rec already kind of covered the landscape buffering comment that I had, so I'm going to skip over that. 5'7" walls and fences. Key note 823 on the site plan calls out an 8 foot high ornamental steel security fence with maintenance gates. If you could please show that on the elevations sheet as far as the dimensions and the design of the security fence, that would be helpful. 511 building design. The building design appears to be compliant, but we would request a letter from the Mesa del Sol Architecture Review Committee to be provided. An infrastructure list is included as part of the site plan submittal. Once the infrastructure list is approved and signed by DFT staff, a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement with financial guarantee will need to be executed and recorded with the county clerk prior to final sign off of the site plan. Any drainage ponds must meet standard spec 1013 or better. See drainage pond slope stabilization and seeding requirements. Please add the project and application numbers as well as date of approval when we get there to the site plan cover sheet. And a stamped Fire 1 plan and solid waste plan are required to be submitted.
Hey, hey, Jacob.
And we do have a stamped Fire 1 plan. Yeah.
And then, Jacob, this is Josh Lutz, Bohannon, Houston. As it relates to slope stabilization, we do have that note on our infrastructure list right now that's required to be in adherence with standard spec 1013. So is that sufficient to cover your comment?
Yes, that is.
Perfect. Thank you.
And Will, where are you guys at with the ARC?
The ARC is almost complete with their review. So my understanding is that a letter will be forthcoming in the next week.
Okay, that was my question. You think you'll have it ready for the 22nd? Great.
Yeah.
All right, great. Good to hear. All right. Applicants team, do you guys have any final questions for DOT staff?
I don't think so. I mean, it's pretty clear, and I think we can get all these. So I assume we're going to submit a revised site plan and a revised landscape plan, and probably updates on the utility plan and the photometrics. So I think, but we'll, you know, obviously we're compiling all these comments. We'll respond to all of them, and I have a high level of confidence we'll get them done in the next 2 weeks.
Great. And I'll just give you the same spiel I gave Scott Anderson for his project. You know, just please get it submitted by Wednesday. If you're going to get on the October 22nd agenda, please get it submitted by Wednesday, October 15th by noon in ABQ plan. And also send the submittal to me, Angela Gomez, and Jacob Boylan as the lead planner on the project. Just so that we're all aware and we get that, we can begin review of that supplemental submittal as soon as possible.
And would you rather have it all at once or kind of piecemeal as we're?
I think all at once, Will. I mean,
yeah.
Unless there's going to be a big time gap on those submittals. I mean, I can see why you'd want to get if you're going to get the lighting plan, you know, in the next few days or something like that, and then everything else in 2 weeks. I can see why you'd want to have it piecemeal, but I think it's better to have it submitted as one submittal for everybody and have a comment response letter too included with your supplemental submittal. Clearly,
yeah.
You know, you guys
We're
do
on
a
that.
Great job with that. You guys are really good at doing that. But yeah, just having that, just responding as to how you address staff comments.
Great. And at the next DFT meeting, Jessica Lawless will be the point person.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
all right.
Kids, have a great rest of the day. If you don't have any other cases on the agenda.
Appreciate everyone's input. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you all.